About 20-ish years ago, when I was 9, and I was at All Saints Junior School in Wigston, my favourite teacher, Miss Murphy, read the class a story. Just before the school broke up for Christmas, she introduced me to a wonderful story that has become my favourite Christmas tale, with its larger-than-life characters that will live in my imagination forever. Bob Cratchit, poor Tiny Tim, and a squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous old sinner called Scrooge. This Charles Dickens story, A Christmas Carol, will live in my mind as one of my favourite stories. The whole class sat cross-legged on the floor, spellbound by the story, and more so because Miss Murphy's reading of this story about Christmas past, present and future was enchanting. Now, I don't know about you, but at Christmas time, I can get a little bit nostalgic. My daughter's here and she'll know I go on and on and on about the old days. I start to remember past Christmases, happy ones and sometimes sad ones. And the people I have spent Christmas with through my life and the stories they've told me about their lives. Some of these people also were larger than life characters. Listening to my family, my church family, and friends through the years, stories of holidays, struggles through the war days, listening to my dad and his friends moaning about having to do national service, only to end up laughing with his friends about the silly things they got up to. So they really did enjoy it. But what struck me when listening to them talking was they always seemed to learn something of how to just get on with life. Hope was always the default for the future. Christmas, being a time when families and friends gather together, was an especially good time for hearing such life stories. So my forebears told these stories for my ears to hear, that I might take notice and learn from them too. But it's not until we grow older that we appreciate the wealth of wisdom and teaching they passed on to us. Tonight, though, on Christmas Eve, I want to tell you a story of love and hope that is as relevant now as when it actually happened 2,000 years ago. It's a true story, and it's aimed directly at us. So, if you are sitting comfortably, I will begin. Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Bible said, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. This wonderful story of such magnitude that I would think nearly all the world knows it. Indeed, it's why we're here tonight, to commemorate the birth of a child, a very special child, a child that knows our past, our present, and our future. And that child is Jesus. Thank you to Anne for the reading from Luke's Gospel. It is the fulfilling of a prophecy from the past. Hundreds of years prior to Jesus' birth, Isaiah spoke of a child that would bring us out of darkness into light, a child born for us, to lead us on a straight path into a future full of hope for us and as we are. Shepherds were the first to hear, and they would have been a tough, no-nonsense bunch of chaps. You see, it wasn't the best job in the world. There were many ferocious animals and bandits roaming the hills and the fields, and they were sent there out in that cold to protect the sheep, their master's property, at any cost. It would be cold, dark, and dangerous, and extremely poorly paid. Shepherds must have felt their lives were going nowhere. They were not important, easily replaced if they didn't like it. There was always someone else desperate enough to do the job. And whilst they were looking after the sheep on a dark, cold night on the hills, they were completely oblivious to a child that was being born in a village nearby. It was just another normal, hard night, like the night before and the one before that. And then bang, flash, the lights came on, the sky is lit. Now, I don't know where you might stand regarding angels appearing before you in the night, or at any other time for that matter, but what happened here was pretty amazing. In verse 8 we hear, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and glory shone around them, and they were terrified." But hold on a minute. Surely the angel had gone to the wrong address. Surely the town mayor or the district elders would be more appropriate to call on first, bearing in mind how important this birth is. But the angel wasn't sent to the wrong people. And he goes on to tell them not to be afraid. And of a baby. And that he is a Messiah. And they should go and see him. Now the shepherds would probably have known of the prophecy that a redeeming Saviour would one day be born. Someone so powerful, so full of love, that even the lowliest citizen would be the first to hear of his birth. This birth is an event for everyone. God in person, come down from his heaven for us all. Imagine, if you will, then, the shepherds' reaction. They saw the angel and heard the great news, and they must have been stunned. Probably the best news they'd heard before this is that the dog hadn't eaten their dinner before they got home. They could be forgiven for not being convinced this message was for them. At first, they just couldn't take it in. Just like us, when we hear incredible, too good to be true news. Now imagine the angel's reaction to that. This angel had appeared to them in full technicolor glory with a wonderful message lit up with the glory of God shining around him. A very impressive sight. And the shepherds were struck dumb. "Okay," thought the angel, "I'll get this lot moving." So he got God's heavenly choir to pop in and sing to the shepherds. Yes, this will do it. And it did. The shepherds had a little chat, though, and thought, okay, this angel means business, and the choir wasn't too bad either. We'd better go and take a look, just as we should, when we hear such incredible, too good to be true news. This Jesus is for all of us, from the lowest to the highest. I personally have grown up in a Christian household, been to Sunday school, and when I was bored of Sunday school, I was bribed with a sixpence to buy sweets on the way back. That got me to go still. I heard the wonderful stories from the Bible, and the Christmas story was my favourite because it was Christmas. And there will be some presents to open real soon. Every year I heard the angel and the choir, but never realised it was directed straight at me, because I knew I was happy and I was loved, and that seemed to be enough for me. I was prayed for by my mum and my church family, and I didn't realise. Like I said at the beginning, My forebears told me stories for my ears to hear, that I might take notice and learn from them. It's not until we grow older that we appreciate the wealth of wisdom and teaching that they passed on to us. And so the shepherds went and saw the baby Jesus lying in a manger. Imagine that. Why did the shepherds get the message before anyone else? Because in God's eyes, we all count. We all deserve to be part of his kingdom amongst angels of all shapes and sizes. I think I've met with a lot of people I could call angels, and they've taught me, eventually, that Jesus is my friend. The shepherds didn't go back to the sheep immediately. They spread the word and sang glory to God in the highest. Were they happy? I think so. This is a very simple story, but a real one, and one that can and will change lives. Don't leave it for another Christmas to ask questions. In a few minutes, we'll be invited to the Lord's table to take communion. During that time, and only if you want to, fill in a card that's in one of the pews. Keep in touch. My prayer for us all this Christmas Eve is that this story will strike home and you might call Jesus your friend. Have a chat with someone later, one of the members of the church. And wherever you are in life, whether it's ticking along nicely or a complete muddle, you are most definitely loved by Jesus. And remember, going back to the Christmas carol, even Scrooge was transformed into a happy soul. So as Tiny Tim says right at the end of the story, God bless us, everyone. Let me pray. Tonight, Lord, as we hear the angels' news, we can be reassured that this good news is for us wherever we are in our life's story. Give us courage to reach out and learn more of your unfailing love. Amen.